Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talks Cuba. Cubans in America are furious. What's that all about? And guess what? Good old New York becomes the first shale state to ban fracking. Wow. Fracking has made people some money. But Cuomo says no so. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Ho, ho, ho. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and anything else that you celebrate out there. I hope you're enjoying the holidays or getting ready to enjoy the holidays. It's crazy, somewhat of what's rolling out of Los Angeles and what's rolling out of Washington. So let's see. Let's take a poll. I have my glasses on where I can see all of you across the country in those nooks and crannies. Where do we go first? Do we talk movie stars in North Korea, or do we talk the Prez and Cuba? I say we land on Cuba. I used to be married to a Cuban-American, and boy, his family, they were so anti-Castro, so furious at what had happened to their beloved country and so proud to be Americans after what they went through to become citizens. And the stories they told me, and my ex-father-in-law almost was murdered because of people he was trying to help in that country. So anyway, this historic plan that's been announced by the Prez would normalize relations with Cuba. And let me tell you, there was a lot of resistance on the Hill. A lot of questions making me think Congress might not even consider easing a 50-year trade embargo against the communist state, let alone let's end this thing. Obama said the United States will cease what he called an outdated approach with Cuba, take steps to normalize, I'm going to say that word again, normalize, diplomatic relations, including opening an embassy in Havana after American Alan Gross was released from the country after spending 5 years in prison as part of an agreement that included the release of three Cubans jailed in the United States. So the president, in saying this whole normalization thing, is asking Congress to have a serious debate about lifting the trade embargo. So do the math, 50 years, 1962. Republicans, Democrats, how about that? They met in the middle on this thing. Both pushed back pretty strongly, most of them, with a lot of Republicans calling Obama's plan another concession to tyranny. So what say you, America? Do you care if we lift the embargo, throw it out the window, and say, yeah, let's make a deal with Cuba? It used to be a cool place. If you look at the old movies, people used to go to Cuba when they, especially Floridians, used to go down there. Why don't we just shake hands, make up, and let's do a deal? You think of families, and you think of the bodies that have been buried by Castro throughout all of those years, and some of the unbelievably barbaric things that were done to people. Remember, Castro was good buds with the butcher when he was alive, Hugo Chavez. And there was probably, I'd say, four or five people on my tyrants list. And, of course, Castro, the Castro brothers would make the list. So Marco Rubio, Cuban roots, the senator from Florida, says these changes will lead to legitimacy for a government that shamelessly, continuously abuses human rights, but it will not lead to assistance for those whose rights are being abused. I'm going to say, Marco Rubio, that's the first time I really wholeheartedly, completely agree with you. Not that I haven't agreed with some of the things that he said, but I'm saying 100% I agree with that statement. I go back again to the time that I spent in Little Havana, the time I spent in Florida, the stories that I know and the people I know and the things personally that touched people that I cared about and care about, and knowing that what he says is completely on the money. It's ridiculous. I'm going to say it is absurd. It is helping a dictator and people who are just bathed in blood. It would be the worst decision Congress could possibly make. But listen, this is why Democrats and Republicans agree. The incoming Majority Leader Mitch McConnell criticized the idea to change the current relationship with Cuba. Duh. This is a layup for McConnell. He says he defers to Rubio on the matter. Of course he does. Of course, anyone with a brain. Obama, what are you thinking? Now, check this out. Bob Menendez, the senator from New Jersey, is a Cuban-American. He says it is a moment of profound relief for Gross, who was released in his family, but he said he was concerned that this constituted a swap of convicted spies for an innocent American. Bingo. The Cuban government is a brutal government. They marked houses of people they were going to kill because they didn't like things that they said. Read about it. It's the easiest thing, really, to look through the lens of what happened in Cuba and what continues to happen in Cuba, just to hit up a few current events. Ilian Gonzalez, ring a bell with anybody? So Lindsey Graham and John McCain released a statement, and they say that the move endangers American values. They think it's damaging to our national security while it's all still being written. And they say they dread the day Obama takes the podium to announce a nuclear deal with the Iranian Ayatollahs, if he does. And if anything, this is on that same path to doing that. So Obama really didn't find many takers. And he's formally directed the State Department to have talks with Cuba to reestablish diplomatic relations. They were cut off in 61. The embassy in Havana would be open in the next couple of months, according to the White House. The Cuban government released 53 political prisoners, and that announcement came after Gross was freed. That was part of the agreement that included those Cubans that were spies, by the way, that were jailed in the U.S. So think about it. Cuba, American relations. Throw out the shackles of the past, lift the embargo, and we can call it a day. I don't think so. And let me tell you, like I said, Cuban Americans are up in arms about this, and it doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican. Well, what say you, America? Would you like to go to Cuba? Would you like that lane opened up? Should that embargo be lifted? Should there be trade? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. If it wasn't for the type of dictatorship, the Castro brothers, the hold that they've had on the people in that country, I'd say sure, lift it. But the embargo has been in place since Castro has been in power, so go figure. Tell him to go fish. All right, we'll meet you on the flip side. Coming up closer to home, some things that may shock you. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back.
A big shout out to Jack.
Said, quote,
listening to us.
Ain't that a hole in the boat?
Especially what I was just saying about Cuba, and says, Kate, that means those Cuban cigars would now be easy to get, and we wouldn't have to sneak them in our suitcases. Hey, how about baseball? You're a baseball fan. That would be interesting with the improved relationship there. And plus, everybody, as you already mentioned, would be able to go and be a tourist in Cuba, which I think would be pretty cool. I know some people already, journalists that have gone to Cuba, and Cop points out that people in Canada can travel to Cuba. He says they have no problem. Jack says, is there nothing Obama won't do to get easy access to Cuban cigars? I don't know. I think it's a hot button issue because of the things that happened in the past, but maybe you think, it's an island. I get it. There's a lot of history there, but I agree with Obama. Let's move forward. Here's what I'd say. Obviously, when you have Democrats and Republicans completely, I mean, you could have just reversed what they said. You could have taken a press release from Menendez's office, senator from New Jersey, and switched it accidentally with Marco Rubio, and it's practically the same thing. One's a Democrat, one's a Republican. It's shocking when that happens, isn't it? I'm just saying, I think Castro's a thug, and I don't know that I would open that lane up. And let me tell you, the people exiled in Miami are furious. They're furious. There's not a lot of backgammon going on. If you go to Little Havana, you see a lot of people playing backgammon. It is nothing but Cuban coffee and conversation over this whole idea. They're stunned that this is even a possibility because they were, you know, they had to escape the country or they were murdered. Their friends were murdered. And they did anything they could to get out of the country, whatever they had to do. They had to smuggle out their wedding rings, and they had to smuggle kids out, and they had to go to Mexico or Canada or have somebody sponsor them. You know, all kinds of insane things happened not too long ago. Not too long ago. All right, I said there were some other things that you wouldn't believe that are happening in this country. One of them is this story that is starting to catch fire. When I say catch fire, it means, you know, we live in a viral world, right? 140 characters, baby. Once it hits the Twitter feeds, once it's out there in the blogosphere, more people start to talk about it. So there's a kid in Kansas City who's 8 years old. He's blind. He had a cane, like a lot of blind people do, and he's eight. He grew up basically blind. So he's always used the cane. A bus driver confiscated the cane because they say he hit another student with the one the school had given him at this elementary school where he goes. So instead they decided they would replace it with a bent green pool noodle because, okay, he has to have something in his hand. We feel like he, you know, that he fidgets a lot. He has to have something in his hand. So we're going to give him the noodle. The kid's name is Dakota Nafsinger. The father, Donald Nafsinger, said his son lifts the cane at times, but the bus driver thought he was using it to be violent. He says the school is using the pool toy to humiliate his son. His mother says it's unfair that this kind of punishment involves something that he needs to get around. He's blind. He's eight. He's blind. Did I tell you that? So they say that because they insisted, you know, that he had this noodle, his sister had a concert in the school, and he went to the concert with the noodle. So he's actually trying to feel his way around with this noodle. I'm thinking, what if the kid wiped out with the noodle? Because the canes, there's a sensation to the cane. When it touches the floor, touches things, that there's a reason they're designed a certain way, right? So a lot of the people who have already heard about this story are offering to buy him a white cane of his own. You know, if the school is saying, give us our cane back, we're going to give you a noodle instead, a pool noodle, that's what's going to happen. Now, the school district, because all of this is coming out now, late tonight released a statement saying that they reviewed the situation and they regret that a mistake was made in making sure the kid was in possession of his cane when he boarded the bus. They apologized to the family. They're trying to rectify the situation. They say when they were made aware of the mistake, corrections were made. How do you do that? I mean, if the kid was obvious, if he was using it as a spear and he was chucking it and smashing people in the head, I just kind of find that hard to believe. I find it really hard to believe. I'm gonna buy what the father's saying, Donald Nafsinger. And I'm gonna say that his son at eight, Dakota, for goodness sake, like I said, I mean, you know, that's like our hands, our eyes. Think about it. Can you imagine? Close your eyes. I want you to do that. Close your eyes and get on a bus and have nobody help you and see and just don't, you know, put a blindfold on and see how easy it is to move on the bus. I don't care if it's a school bus, a city bus, whatever bus it is. So I guess I made the point, and apparently so did so many other people, that they were burning the midnight oil to make sure that apology got out. And to me, when I said, you won't believe some of the things that are happening across the country, that's just stupidity. I don't understand. And especially, too, let's say there was something going on. Well, if there was something going on that was unacceptable, there would be certainly another way to handle it rather than take the thing that he needs and pull it away for a pool noodle that's not going to work because of the sensitivity of how the cane is. So you get my point. It takes all kinds. And listen, I've never been a bus driver. I know that horrific things happen on buses sometimes to bus drivers. You know, there's one kid that stirs the pot. or there's a gang of kids or whatever it might be, but you still can't take a blind kid's sight away, because that's like taking a sight away, since that's what he uses to get around. Right? Yeah. Can't do that. All right, here's another strange story that I have a couple of them, but this one's weird. A Toronto guy also is getting his share of ink and talk and everything else, because he offered a free round-the-world air flight, you know, a ticket, to a woman with the same name as his ex-girlfriend, because she found somebody else. So Jordan Exami and his then-girlfriend, Elizabeth Gallagher, booked heavily discounted round-the-world tickets in May. Their relationship ended, and he didn't want her ticket to go to waste, so the ticket had a strict no-transfer policy. But since the passport information wasn't required when booking, it could be used by any other Canadian named Elizabeth Gallagher. So he posted his offer on the Read It social media website. We need to talk about social media. And he got thousands of emails, including 18 from actual Elizabeth Gallagher's with Canadian passports. He chose his travel mate, Elizabeth Quinn Gallagher, a 23-year-old student, a part-time office worker from Nova Scotia. He says it's strictly a platonic relationship. It's going to be great. So the new Elizabeth Gallagher thought a trip with a stranger whose ex-girlfriend's name is the same as hers was crazy, but she hit it off with him after talking on the phone for hours. She said, it did seem creepy at the beginning, but now that I talked to him, it's less creepy and more awesome. And she does have a boyfriend. I don't know. How does that hit any of you? So he has around-the-world tickets. He's taken off with a 28-year-old who has the same name as his ex, and or 23-year-old who has the same name as his ex. She's in a relationship. Oh, it's just strictly platonic, but we're going to go around the world together. Wow. I wonder how long this trip is. I mean, the value of the tickets is like $6,200. It starts, well, here I got my answer. It starts December 21st in New York, and it continues to Milan, Prague, Paris, Bangkok, New Delhi, ends in Toronto on January 12th. Oh, well, there are no words. He has an Elizabeth Gallagher with him. It's just not the one that he was going to marry. Oh, my, oh, my. Stay with us.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never know before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
Everybody, how you doing out there weather-wise? I'll tell you what, I felt like a drowned rat today. In Texas, parts of Texas, it was like a giant bucket kept being dropped on our heads. Although in a drought-stricken state, it is a welcome sign. And like California, we desperately need water. However, we don't have the mudslides, or at least most of us don't have to deal with that. They're dealing with some terrible, terrible mudslides in Cali, and it's the worst. I mean, you have these great houses that are built, you know, on these hilltops, and some of them into the sides of them, and that's just danger. Will Robinson, those suckers are going to slide, and that's what's started to happen because of the amounts of rain that they've had. Remember last week, that just soaked through in San Francisco. The amount of rain that they got. In some places, they got 15 inches. Now, you didn't hear that. you heard mostly for in the city and that kind of stuff. But outside of the city, in those suburbs, in Northern California especially, wow, I mean, just huge. So in L.A., because, again, more storms in Southern California on Wednesday, it led to lightning, mountains with snow, downpours that actually led to a mudslide that blocked a freeway, believe it or not. So this is, again, another crazy week for California. They've been hit pretty hard by rain. They say some of the storms might be enough if they can string them all together to end the three-year drought. And NASA, you know, they look down at this kind of stuff, and they found that at the peak of the drought earlier in the year, the water shortage in Sacramento and the San Joaquin River Basin was 11 trillion. Ready for this number? This is a fat number. 11 trillion gallons below normal seasonal levels. Whew. That's brutal when that happens. I mean, it is brutal. And so, you know, downtown San Francisco, they've collected now like 13 inches, something like that. So they're starting to see what it's leading to. That's starting to add up. But compare that to LA, not even 5 inches, short of 5 inches. That tells you the disparity there, but then also leading to those mudslides. All right, time for Dumb Things.
Dum, 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 dum. I warned you, but did you listen to me? Oh, no, you knew it all, didn't you? Oh, it's just a harmless little bunny, isn't it? Well, it's always the same. I always tell them, do they listen to me?
Right!
Oh, no.
Shut
dum, 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 dum.
I love that Monty Python bit. I saw Spamalot. I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in my life. I saw that a few years ago. So Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done is a cool segment that you can jump in on. All you have to do is tell me your dumb thing. Send it to americatonight.net. Click on contact and you are in, brothers and sisters. This one from London, who says, Kate, dumb things, here you go. Went to a movie just recently. I always seem to get one of those big sodas. I don't drink a lot of, frankly, soda water. So when I go to the movie, it's kind of a treat. I got a big one. I had popcorn in my hand. I had Raisinets in my pocket. You get it. And it was dark. I was there right as the previews were rolling. So I was trying to make my way into a couple of the seats with my girlfriend. We did make our way into the seat, but I started to sit down, and unfortunately the drink flipped out of my hand and hit the guy in front of me right on his head. It just went all over him. That's a really tough situation to be in. Let's just leave it at that. You know, what do? It's quiet. People are settling down, and everybody hears it, sees it. He screams out, and there's really nothing I can do. We immediately apologized and left the theater. Yeah, that, you know, that's a kind of a sticky situation. What do you do? So, hey, dude, I'm sorry. Can I make it up to you? Let me grab you some popcorn. Let me run out and get some napkins. I guess you could do that. But wouldn't it be uncomfortable to be at a crowded movie theater and then go back there and then other people are probably still trying to find seats? Ugh. Yeah. It'd be strange. It'd be tough. I think it'd be tough. All right, this one from Ned. Boy, I don't think I've ever had anyone call a show or email me with the name Ned, but I like it. Ned! Katie Kate, how you doing, girl? I heard someone call you that once, so I'm going to use that as my affectionate term for you as well. Here's a dumb thing that I did. Left my wallet at home. I bet other people can relate to that. Got in the car, drove off to do some quick little errands in the neighborhood, but a couple of miles away from my house. Got caught skidding through a stop sign. Policeman pulled me over, asked for my license, and lo and behold, I thought it was on me, and I didn't have it because I didn't have my wallet, so I got doubly nailed fine-wise. One for the stop sign, not having my license, and then my registration, so really it was a triple effect. My registration was a day or two late, do you believe it? I thought I had thrown it in the glove compartment, and I had changed my window out, but apparently I hadn't. So it was a very expensive errand run. Yeah, you know, I used to yell at my, I shouldn't say yell, I used to tell my husband all the time, what are you doing, especially with the, you get the thing in the mail, and you got, you know, the stickers or whatever for your not the inspection, or for the registration. And you, and just, you know, pay the registration, whatever, flop that up there, because they're looking for that. So once you make a mistake where, like, Ned misses the stop sign, he skids through the stop sign, now you get pulled over, and tickets anymore, none of them are child's play. Didn't it seem like tickets didn't used to be so much? Now they're, like, ridiculous amounts of money. And to get nailed for all three, he didn't say how much it was, but I bet you it was pretty, I'm going to say it was pretty chunky. That had to be a decent-sized ticket with all three. And then I wonder about points. What counts as points on your license and, you know, all of that. All right, this one from Jessup. Jessup says, oh, Kate, my dumb thing didn't harm anyone, didn't cost me any money, but really frustrated me. I took a train from Washington, D.C. to New York recently when I was there on business, and I got a book that I was dying to read. I'm on the train. I'm settled in. I never get a chance to read a real book in my hands. You get the picture. I'm reading it, and then I have a little bit of work to do in between. Finally, I get back to the book, and I am hooked into this book. I mean, I am hook, line, and sinker. So then, by the time I get off the train in New York, I was gathering my stuff up, and I had left my book on the train, walked away, got checked into my hotel, was ready to do the same thing, put my feet up, grab some water, and finish reading a little bit more of the book, and I didn't have the book with me. Oh, it was frustrating. And this was a book I couldn't run downstairs and readily get from whatever gift shop they had. No, this was a book I would be lucky to find at Barnes & Noble. So it was, needless to say, a real bummer. Yeah, you know, dumb things, that is, unfortunately, losing things can be dumb. It's that kind of thing is a dumb thing because you have it, man, you're psyched, you're prepped in your mind. It's like, oh, I'm going to watch the game, you're prepped in your mind, and then you can't watch the game because something happens, right? You didn't pay your cable bill, you go to hit the cable, and you can't get the game. Well, that's kind of the same thing. You're away, you're on business, you're ready to just read, you got this book you wanted to read, and then you lose it, and you got to go hunt it down again once you get home because you can't get it in a bookstore. You probably could get it at Amazon, but you're staying in a hotel, is what I gathered from what he said, because he said checking into a hotel. So, yeah, that counts as dumb things. If you have a dumb thing, send it to me, americatonight.net. I'll say it again. Click on contact and just write dumb things on the top of it. All right, North Korea, they did it. Hackers warned people not to go to the theaters to see the movie The Interview. In fact, I wanted to see it after all this conversation, and I like James Franco, and I like his tag team partner, too, Seth Rogen, and it looked kind of funny. I mean, it was a hack, if you pardon the pun, on Kim Jong-un and North Korea, and it was supposed to be a black comedy, but it's not coming out. It was canceled. December 25th, it was supposed to be released. Now it won't be released. Because of the warning, Sony decided that they were going to shelve The Interview, not to take the risk. How about that? So I guess maybe they'll release it digitally, but they're not even talking about that. I mean, Sony has really been ripped to shreds by this hacking, and I think they're worried about what that would do if they made it available digitally, too. A lot of you wanted to hear Dick Cavett. We interviewed him a couple of weeks ago, so without further ado, Dick Cavett next.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fuse with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
I can't believe it. I'm in the presence of greatness, sort of, because he's in a virtual green room and I'm someplace else. Dick Cavett, he is terrific and he's got a great book out. I stayed up very late reading it. Brief Encounters, Conversations, Magic Moments, and Assorted Hijinks. He has met everyone and anyone and he is the coolest dude on the planet. Dick, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Well, I'm sorry I ruined your night's sleep. You seem coherent today.
I try. So when everybody meets you, do they always ask you about John Lennon and Yoko Ono? I mean, that was one of
yes.
the best interviews.
Yes, they do.
How did that come about?
I don't know exactly. Somebody on my staff suggested it. Somebody tried something or other, got word back that they watched the show and they would be glad to meet me and see if they felt from that they'd like doing it. So on a rainy day in the middle of the afternoon, I went to the St. Regis Hotel and up to their suite, and they were on the bed, and it startled me at first, and then I realized they were working there with John had folders and stuff laid out. And almost immediately, John was accessible and friendly and like someone you were comfortable with, and he would, I made him laugh. I said to his remark to me, you know, you have the only halfway intelligent talk show on television. And I asked him why he would want to be on a halfway intelligent show. And he found that quite funny. I'm glad to see that you do too.
I do find that funny. And I just love the cross-section of the people that you had a chance to have those brief encounters with. I mean, the name of the book, it must have come to you, boom, because it fits what you're talking about and who you've talked to over the course of a long career. Muhammad Ali, sparring with him, joking with him, and how excited he was to meet you. Did you find that that started to happen to you because you became a celebrity, Dixon? Were people drawn to you as well?
Well, you're right. It took a while to adjust to that. And when people I never dreamed as a kid in Nebraska were seeing in the movies or wherever, television, that I would ever be in the same room with them, but let alone having them say, I'm such a fan or it's nice to meet you. And I thought they must be talking to someone standing behind me because I'm still little Dickie Cavett from Nebraska and they're Orson Welles or Marlon Brando or Katharine Hepburn or a famous murderer or the head of a mafia family I'm stunned at my guest list when I look back at it of the number of people who were on, not just showbiz greats, but of everything, including one murderer or two probably if I only knew, and sports people and political people, and the fact that I managed to become, to my great pride, an enemy of Richard Nixon.
Yes, and how did that happen?
In a number of ways. Going back a bit, partly from my protesting that John Lennon should not be, he asked me if I would come down and talk for his benefit. When the great unindicted co-conspirator and criminal in the White House, from Yorba Linda, and his criminal vice president, Spiro Agnew, we had two crooks in the White House at the same time, wanted John out of the country because his lickspittle, H.R. Haldeman, had said this guy Lennon could sway an election. And that, over the years, I found the White House watched the show constantly. I eventually had the thrill, which you can too, vicariously, on YouTube, of seeing Nixon say, "Cabot, what can we do to screw him?"
I know. I have actually seen that, so it is very funny.
To see the most powerful man in the world. Lately, because I did this stunningly brilliant hour documentary, and I don't get the credit for it, the people who put it together, called Dick Cavett's Watergate. You can Google Dick Cavett's Watergate and see a stirring hour. I didn't realize, someone else did, that I had had nearly all the baddies of Watergate on my show. And on this show, somebody called after seeing it and saying, "Do you feel sorry for Nixon in any way?" And I said, "Yes." The poor man died never having an answer to his question, "Is Cavett a Jew?"
Because he was so certain, right?
You can see that in the special. Yeah, his anti-Semitism was one of his many highly developed traits, along with the foulest mouth in the history of the world, probably part of his obsession with his manhood that psychologists or psychiatrists would often point out. He was a real man, he would say about people. And that and the fact that he was such a brilliant man, genius lawyer, people who saw him testify when he was a lawyer at Supreme Court said it was just thrillingly brilliant. Sprang from the womb, screaming, "I want to be president," and with an ugly personality and face, he managed the miracle of doing it, and then, of course, screwed it up.
No kidding. I think we're almost out of time, but you and I have something in common. My first job out of college was in Kearney, Nebraska, and I know what a runza is. You know what a runza is, too, don't you?
I was born there.
In Kearney, Nebraska? How about
that? Yes, they get credit.
Yeah.
We lived in Gibbon, but they had no hospital. And the next time we talk, we must talk about the very heartbreaking Christmas story that's in my book, the two criminal offenses that I committed as a young man, and the sordid sex stories.
Oh, I love it. Promise me you'll come back. Will you come back, Dick?
Try me. Just
all right.
Try me.
I love
okay.
it. Dick Cavett, Brief Encounters. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Bye-bye. Wow, how great to talk to Dick Cavett. Brief Encounters. It's really true. I did sit, I decided I was going to try to read what I could, and then read what I could turned into reading the whole book. And at the tail end of the book, he talks about all these different people that he met, that he really liked James Gandolfini, and he talked about going to his funeral and his encounters with different members of the Sopranos. And with Gandolfini, he had seen him on Broadway, and he had front row seats and said the guy was an actor, he was incredible. And he talked about Gandolfini telling him that he was having anxiety attacks, and he had even gone to get treatment for it because of this play, that he was worried about whether or not he was going to make his marks and the stage time and memorizing the lines and all of that sort of stuff. And I thought that was pretty powerful. It was a whole chapter in his book. And he talks about also some of the other people in his long, long career, like Dick Clark. And he talks about what Dick Clark was like and conversations with Clark and how he just liked him, that he was just pleasant and that he was great at kidding on the air and he had a great relationship. He was just good on radio and how much fun it was to interact with him and the fact that he did the Pyramid Show. And the Pyramid Show at the time, if you remember, that was only on once a week in the night. And he taped a couple of shows, and he said he saw the show, and then he said he somewhat foolishly accepted the offer. He said, not much of a move of a wise person, but it turned out okay. He said he learned the game on the job. He learned what he had to do on the job. And I guess because there was a worrisome thing there, by the way. You have a contestant with you, and you want to win money for them. And so that was part of the deal, that it wasn't all just kibitzing anymore. It wasn't just radio. You were doing TV, and you were trying to help somebody actually win some money. He also talks about, he has a chapter called The Wrath of Grapes, and he talks about, the alcohol industry and drinking and joking about that with writers and actors. And he talked about notorious examples of it. And, you know, he talked about what that was like for him and going through friendships with people and the drinks with people and what hangovers do to, like, Robert Benchley, who talked famously about his hangovers and said once that the only cure for a hangover was death. And you know, he has a lot of funny quotes in it. And I thought it was really interesting, and what a compliment to him, is you have Jimmy Fallon, who now is the host of course, The Tonight Show. And Jimmy Fallon did the foreword in the book, Dick Cavett's book. And Fallon talks about the fact that before he went on the air for the first time to do The Tonight Show, he's a little bit nervous. And here earlier in the day, had gotten this call from Dick Cavett, who told him just to go for it and enjoy it and that kind of stuff. And it was really, I think, a huge compliment to him for Fallon to say, yeah, let me do the foreword to this. And he said that he couldn't be more generous and nice, and he was rooting for him and wishing him luck as the host of the show. And, of course, for Cavett, for such a long time, he was Mr. Television interviewer. And he talks about, and you heard him talk about, the fact that he can't believe he came from this small town in Nebraska and look at how far he came from there. All right, so Dick Cavett, pick it up, Brief Encounters. You can get it at Amazon.com. Stay with us.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.